Moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon
all hope.
Yeah, daddy gonna give you something to drink now.
Where did that come from, Josh? Tell us.
It's time for you to know this, isn't it, Sam? Young, innocent Sam, imagine me stroking your hair and saying, my little son, it's time to inform you and the rest of the audience.
I don't know how safe that harbor actually is.
Okay. I have a friend who, over the years, has built up quite an international reputation for producing videos that aren't for everybody, okay? And one day, he sent me one of these videos, and I was watching it, and he was at a very critical point in the action. And he says to his co-star, "Daddy gonna give you something to drink now." And I literally rolled in the floor of my living room crying with laughter for a full 5 minutes. I mean, I thought I was unrecoverable from this state of giddiness and joy and hilariousness and insanity.
Do we have the sound bite of that?
Yes, I actually do. As a matter of fact, I do.
Could you send that to me, please?
Yes, I can. I can send that to you, Sam. And we, hey, why not? We may as well just use the real thing. But and that's also, you know, there's a story behind why that my sign off is "You are commanded," and it goes back to a time when, during my very early studies of paranormal phenomena, I got to attend my first real exorcism. And the person conducting the exorcism said to me, like, "Hey, I want you to know, you don't have to hold back. If you ever have a moment where you think you can contribute, you can add something to this, you know, go for it." And so I'm sitting here watching this extremely tense, awkward, terrible scenario where this woman is having demons exorcised from her, and she's, you know, like her back is all arched and she's screeching and, you know, she's babbling all of these incoherent things. And the exorcist, you know, commands something of her. And there's just like a little moment where I see as my opening so that I can at least say that I've done my part, that I've done everything I could to help. And I took advantage of that opening and I just screamed, "You are commanded!" And it was almost like the exorcism kind of stopped for a minute.
It was better than your first option, which was a Dwayne from What's Happening. It'd be like, "Hey, hey, hey."
Well, the funny thing is, I think it kind of worked, though. I mean, I think even the demon stopped for a second and looked at me like, who's this douchebag, you know? So, you never know when you are commanded is going to make the difference. And that is why there actually is a little inside scenario behind some of the things that you may hear on the show.
And don't forget to tell the listeners that they can get that in T-shirt or bumper sticker form in the next few months.
Well, you know, we for the longest time we've said we should take things like, you know, little statements that are made on Speaking of Strange. We should turn them into T-shirts or mugs, and we've never done it. But like one that I remember is just a very simple phrase. Is that a pool noodle?
Is it?
And it's almost like short. It's almost like short form, short storytelling.
It's like mini haiku.
It's precisely, yes. You say just two or three words, and it explodes into a whole vision of possible scenarios and circumstances.
Is that a pool noodle?
So, yes, we are here to entertain, and to those of you who are listening, if you love the show, great, thank you. If you don't like it, hey, it's a free show. How much can you complain? It's a free show. So that's how we justify our quality level on this program. And Investigator Shelley Wright, you know, you're the only woman in the studio. You take the brunt of a lot of our female-oriented material.
Mm-hmm.
People, they know that if they want to get to me and they want to talk to me, well, it's kind of hard. I often hide out in a lair like Batman, or they have to get on a plane and come to Puerto Rico and track me down. Sam Still, it's hard to track him down because he's not exactly a real being. He's kind of like a nether being that sort of just exists on
You can find me at the Walmart or the Target. I'm around.
Okay, so good luck tracking him down with your own, you know, Where's Waldo plan. But Shelley Wright is the one who gets the focus. She's harassed because anybody can walk into Wright's Coin Shop Monday through Friday and nail her right down to the counter and and say, hey, I want to talk to you about XYZ that I heard on the radio show. And so, amazingly, Shelley, you know, people wouldn't think of Wright's Coin Shop as a place that is the conglomeration of conspiracy theory and metaphysics and outer ideology, but these are the kinds of conversations that take place at Wright's Coin Shop, are they not?
They are.
Let me just say that knowing Shelley now only for a few weeks, I fell into a comfort level with her very quickly.
Yes.
And if coin collecting was my forte, my passion, or my hobby, I would go there simply because I could get coins and I could hang out with a really cool chick.
Hey, thanks.
Well, that's why the coin shop is so popular. So tell us, Shelley, tell us what's going on at Wright's Coin Shop. And if people needed more reasons to go there, well, tell them why they should go.
Okay, it has been a busy, busy week. And I am sure that everybody's been watching the news and they have heard the news reports about all the chaos going on in the Middle East. Well, that has an effect on coins here and on buying gold and silver. You have something like that happening there, and then you can bet that within a couple of days, the market is going to start reacting to that. And it has. It started inching up. So that means that if you want some coins, if you want some gold and silver at a really good price before it goes up too high, that this is the time to do it. And also, if you want to get something, if you've been thinking about buying some, you might want to do it now because now's the time it's going to start getting a little bit harder to get a hold of. So we've definitely had some people that have been taking advantage of this.
Is there truth to the rumors that it's better right now to be getting into the silver game as opposed to the gold game?
Yeah, it is. It is true because people are saying that the percentages are there for silver to outperform gold. So definitely those are true.
So steal grandma's forks and spoons.
Yeah.
Melt them down.
Dig up your Civil War hoards and cash them in now. This is the time. Okay, so Shelly, tell everybody if they want to come and see you and, you know, look into buying silver, gold, whatever else, even if they've never done it, what advice do you give them? How do they find you?
They can come see me at the Coin Shop at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. Or they can give me a call at 828-298-5402.
That'll be right north of Rock Hill Road.
Yes.
Just north of Rock Hill Road.
Yes.
So, again, write this down, everybody, 828-298-5402. You can also go to WrightsCoinShop.com. Even if you want to see a picture of Shelly Wright, because people email me and they say, oh, what does she look like? Well, go to WrightsCoinShop.com.
There's a video of her on your YouTube page.
Yes, there
you know,
is.
He posts all this stuff with me that I have no idea. People will tell me about it. Hey, did you know?
Well, most of my videos of you are secret hidden camera videos.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm glad that, you know, you didn't know. Thanks, Sam. And if you go to speakingofstrange.com, there's a nice convenient link for you there to WrightsCoinShop.com that has a map and, you know, all the other stuff.
A secret treasure?
Yeah, secret treasure.
And again, you can call her wherever you are in the whole world, 828-298-5402. Now, Shelly, we're coming up here on a break, but let me just ask you real quick here. Since you're the only woman that we can, you know, refer to, what is the point of crotchless panties?
That's a very good question. I'm glad you asked that question.
Well, it's been burning on all of our minds.
You know, I'm really not sure to tell you the truth. I mean, as a girl, I'm just kind of like, this is very awkward. And, I mean, if you're going to go that route, just don't wear any. Go commando.
Okay. Well, I want all of you listening to this program, just let that question linger in your minds. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about crotchless panties.
Edible underwear?
And precisely what this has to do with a story from Australia involving crotchless panties, and I can almost guarantee you it's probably not what you think it is. So that's why we call this the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the program where the unusual becomes usual. Stick around for more on Speaking of Strange.
And starts sometime around midnight. Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Changing.
Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour of the program when you should tune out. If there are kiddies around or the easily offended, this is when we talk about some of the more sordid and seedy stuff and, you know, as far as we know, real news stories. But that's why we save them for late at night. And I also want to remind all of you, I'm going to be doing a free webinar this coming Tuesday, June 17th, about the wishing machine. And maybe you've heard me talk about this and you've never looked into it. Well, now's the time. Maybe you're hearing this because you're supposed to hear it. Go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P. Go to joshuapwarren.com and watch the free 10-minute video there that will describe to you what the wishing machine is about. You'll see me sitting there using it. And if you want to be a part of the live interactive webinar this Tuesday, when you go to joshuapwarren.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom. You'll see a little place where you can put your email address into my e-newsletter bank, which is free and spam-free, and I will send you a link to the webinar so that you can, you know, watch it. And basically you'll see me sitting there live and taking questions and talking about the wishing machine.
Nude from the waist down.
I usually do everything nude from the waist down. So, yes, duh, of course. Before the break, I asked you, Shelley, being the only woman in this conversation, what is the point of crotchless panties? And you seemed like you yourself weren't quite certain about that. Because what I'm thinking is, well, when you're going to have something like panties, but you're going to take the crotch out, I mean, what's left is kind of like decoration, right? I mean,
yeah, scratchy decoration. Just don't even bother.
Okay,
just,
I'm saying, okay, you said go commando.
Yes.
Okay, I think that you got to have a little bit of something because that's a little extra to take off. It's like tan lines.
Well,
like, it leaves, what? Tan lines, it's like, oh, you saw where there once was something to cover something that's supposedly bad. It's risque. It's not meant for the eyes. But now you can see it. It's revealed. And that's, like, pretty exciting. So if it's like, oh, bam, there's the prize, you don't have an extra layer of wrapping, you know?
Okay. Well, I am totally okay with, say, a thong, but not crotchless underwear. It's just sleazy.
It's more of a novelty. It's not like you're going to wear it, like, in a 5K.
Well, you know, Sam. Sam, I have to agree. I like tan lines as well.
Tan lines are great.
Like, you know, it's like the woman is naked, but you can see clothes that were supposed to be there.
Because, like in our society, it's okay to see hair here, here, or here, but not there.
Exactly, Sam the Animal Steel. Well, the reason I bring this up is that there's a story from Australia, and it says here, a 34-year-old suspect wearing a wig, dress, and crotchless panties was apprehended on the roof of a sex toy store. Issue in particular is this was a man wearing crotchless panties. Yeah.
Are you judging?
Not at all. I'm just a mere radio host. What do I know? Cops say he crashed through the ceiling of the store and threw sex toys at an employee before exiting the store the way he came. The store's female manager, came running when she heard the alarm go off. She said the man threw an assortment of sex toys at her. Let me pause for a second. Does this remind you of something that, like, Trey Parker and Matt Stone would produce?
What was the movie? You know,
Orgasmo?
Yes, Orgasmo. How good was that?
threw an assortment of sex toys at her and then vaulted up through the ceiling from whence he came.
Soda boy!
Almost a bit of a magical Santa Claus spirit to this, though, wouldn't you say? You know, he just appears through the roof and throws dildos around and then spirits himself back up and away into the magical cosmos.
If you happen to catch the new movie with Seth Rogen and Zac Efron at Neighbors, there's a very funny scene involving some sword fighting of the latex variety.
Oh.
I saw that with Dad, and we had a good chuckle.
Dad to Professor.
Yeah. Mom didn't want to go see that one.
You and Professor still watched that. Wow. Well, I'm just deeply...
It was his birthday.
...disturbed now. Okay, well, that makes it okay.
We were spending quality time.
So they say this is apparently the only recent case of an alleged burglar crashing through the ceiling of a sex toy shop in Australia. They do say, however, that just recently a 22-year-old man dashed out of another sex shop in Cairns. I don't know where that is. Allegedly clutching some stolen goods and falling through the store's ceiling. All right, let's move to something closer to home.
Before that, just a quickie. If you were going to break into a adult store, or let's say it's like supermarket sweep or whatever, and you've only got like 30 seconds, what are you going for? Go.
Oh, my gosh.
In a supermarket?
No, in the sex toy store.
In the sex toy store.
You got 30 seconds. You have to go in
and out. Sex toy store?
Off top of the head, go.
Pocket, you know what.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flashlights. What he's saying.
Yeah. Keychains, obviously, is what I'm referring to.
Shelly, you, go.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Next.
Okay, this is from Seattle, Washington. Headline, meat, and we mean lots of it. Police say the sight of a man in his underwear pushing a shopping cart full of meat down a South Seattle street in the middle of the night drew an officer's attention. Under questioning, the man said he was taking the cart full of steak and ribs to a friend's house for a barbecue. When a second officer checked with a nearby grocery store, staff there said the oddly dressed man had just left without paying for a huge cart he loaded up with all the meat he could hold. They say he must have left from the back of the store because they've been watching him from the front. So I think it's interesting that he came in his underwear and it was like everything was cool up until he disappeared, you know, at the back store.
That was in Seattle, so it was probably rainy and somewhat gray.
Yeah.
It's not like it was hot.
He was like the shadow. He just, you know,
the shadow
morphed.
Man.
He morphed into the weather. Okay, here, Shelley, do you have the bell?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, this is from Sumter County, Florida. A resident of a Florida retirement community was allegedly caught having sex outside with her younger lover. The resident woman was 68. The man
close.
Was 49. They were charged with indecent exposure and disorderly conduct after being caught without their pants in the square of this complex known as, quote, Florida's friendliest retirement hometown, end quote. And some sex columnists are saying that most people believe the desire to have sex in public likely fades as people get older, but that is not at all necessarily the truth. Just recently, a 72-year-old man allegedly got the cops called on him by his wife because he asked her to hook up with him and his two sisters.
Oh. In Tennessee. Alabama.
And that would be an incest gangbang with him and his family.
You've done stuff outside? You ever been an outdoor guy?
Well, unfortunately, it's time for a break.
Oh.
And when we come back, we have a story about 50 Cent. Yes, the big, powerful rapper, 50 Cent. And, oh my goodness, something that's kind of nasty about a cell phone that has killed numerous people. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strength.
It's part near 12 o'clock. Do you know where your husband is? You don't know where he's run off to. And you don't know who he's running with. You say he never holds you tight. And he hangs out at that spot each night. Wait up for him, but he don't show. Well, darling, there's something you should know. Your man is gay as a goose, darling, gay. And that's the truth, darling. I hate to break the news to you this way, but your man is gay as a dawn to parole gay. He's a flaming arrow, heads up, babe. Your man is gay. You say he reads a lot of muscle magazines. He likes antiques and French cuisine. Well, darling, don't you know what all this means? He's running low on tostesterone. His favorite part of the Super Bowl is the locker room interviews. Well, just add two and two. Hey, darling, it's time. You got a clue. Your man is gay as a goose, darling, gay. And that's the truth, darling. I hate to break the news to you this way, but your man is gay as a dawn to pearl gay. Yeah, he's a flaming arrow, heads up, babe. That man is gay.
It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Let me tell you what that means, okay? That means you want to tune out if there are kids or easily offended people around. This is the time of night when, hey, we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff. Sordid and seedy things. And I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop here in Asheville, North Carolina. And I also want to make sure that if you are a person who is concerned about, well, backing up your power, if there's a flood, a hurricane, if there's a blizzard, you name it.
Sharknado
would be a perfect time to realize I need some independent power. I here in Puerto Rico, you know, I have a Sunshine Simple solar generator, and there was recently an earthquake. It was like a 5.6, but it was far enough into the ocean that, you know, it didn't cause any devastation. Well, let me tell you, people in every state in the United States have bought the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. It was created by myself and my team. And if you don't know anything about it, that's okay. Just go to sunshinesimple.com, watch the video. That's all I ask of you. Go to sunshinesimple.com, just watch the video. That's it.
Just watch the video.
Please!
Just watch the video for the boy.
For the love of God!
Let the boy watch the video!
Can't you do that? The least you could do for me. Watch the video. Well, 50 Cent, the rapper, he has an interesting explanation for the terrible first pitch that he recently threw at the Pirates-Mets game. Apparently, he went out, and they said this pitch was just horrible. It looked like he had no upper body strength. And obviously, if you've ever seen 50 Cent, I mean, his reputation is built on the fact that he's a big, you know, ripped, muscular guy. Well, he was on an interview there called Ask Me Anything, and he said, look, here's the truth. I have a skeletal muscle injury on my left shoulder from excessive masturbation.
Was that really his?
That's a quote from 50 Cent.
We're watching. We're pulling up the video now. We're gonna watch it.
Yeah, of course. Wow, boy, that didn't take you long, did it, Sam? The animal still.
I don't know if it's. Oh, he's got that left arm around a child right there. And oh my God!
I missed it.
Oh, Shelly missed it. We will redo that. That was way worse than I was expecting.
I have no idea who you are or what you're talking about.
We were watching the 50 Cent pitch.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What are you doing talking about 50 Cent's pitch?
Oh, the pitch. Okay. I thought you were talking about other possible
your 50
related.
Cent's pitch.
Yes.
We watched the pitch.
Okay. So was it that bad? Really?
Dude, it was like literally over in the on deck circle.
Really?
That far out.
It was so bad.
It went he went to throw it, and it went over like by the dugout, over top of the dugout area.
Wow. So, well, there you go, kids. Don't masturbate. You know, that's the lesson.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that, but...
If you're going to pitch, if you're going to throw the first pitch out, apparently, according to 50 Cent,
says
you'll
catcher.
Throw your arm out. Yeah, if you masturbate too much. Mm. All right, let's go to the other side of the world. Let's go to China. Have you guys seen this story about these people who have died over a cell phone?
No.
Yeah. It's a crappy way to die. Apparently, a woman dropped her $300 cell phone into some type of it's kind of like a porta potty kind of thing in Xinjiang City in the Hunan province of China.
Hunan,
okay. Well, now, mind you, I mean, when you buy a new cell phone these days, a new smartphone, $300, I mean, that's kind of about average. I mean, that's not that much, really. But she dropped her cell phone, and immediately her husband climbed down into the open toilet to collect the phone. When he got down there, he lost consciousness when he was overcome by the odor, and he just he fell in. Well, then the man's mother jumped in to save her son, guess what?
She passed out and fell in.
Of course. Yeah, she passed out and died.
She died?
Both of them died.
Oh, man, China.
The moral of the story, get the insurance, and if you drop your phone in, you get a new phone.
Man, that's...
Well, they say
that stinks.
In total, you know, six people ended up being pulled from the cesspool, and fortunately, only two of the six died. I mean, I guess they all could have died. The people who lived looked like they were dead at first. But, you know, when they came out, there was still enough of a pulse and what that they were revived. But
are you giving them mouth-to-mouth? I don't think so.
So they say here in 5 minutes, two lives were gone. One person is still in a coma, and the lesson here is don't jump into a cesspool.
It cost 2,000 yuan.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
I'm reading the story now. 2,000 yuan, which is $320 to you or I.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I was wanting to see what kind of phone it was. I mean, if it was like, you know, I have an HTC One, it might be worth it. iPhone 5S, sure. All right, I mean, if we're talking about some, like, you know, Bobo phone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, this is an international program. What were you going to say, Shelley?
I was going to say I have a brand new phone, the Samsung S5.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, isn't it great?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And I would not be diving in for that thing.
Okay, you just wanted to brag about having a nice new cell phone.
It's a great phone.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, you've been on. I noticed you've been on it a lot over there.
Yeah. Busy person.
Hey, you already got to kick Sam's ass last hour using Death Touch energy.
Mind you, which would have been really funny to see.
Yes, it would have.
Yeah. Once again, theater of the mind.
That's right. Here's a story from Indiana. They say in Indiana is a doctor is being called Dr. Feelgood. He's 65 years old, and he is accused of trading sex for drugs. And they say that this guy, he's 65 years old, and apparently he's been just dealing all kinds of interesting controlled substances in relation to people who are willing to do whatever they need to get those things. One woman told investigators this man paid her approximately $10,000 in controlled substances for sexual favors.
Wholesale or retail?
Only you would know.
Because, I mean, we're talking $10,000. That could be like $35,000. Just saying.
Well, Dr. Feelgood is in trouble regardless. Oh, my goodness. Believe it or not, we are already coming up on the end of the program. When we return, well, I have, unfortunately, an update for you on the man who likes to get it on with a very particular pool raft. We've told stories about him over and over again.
Wait, does this have to do with the pool noodle?
It could be similar. And then this last story that I've saved for the show, I read it and I read it and I read it and I thought, this is so bizarre. It switched from like a dark 30 story to a public service story. So, that being said, I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.